AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Iran nuclear talks are heading into double overtime at this hour. Iran and six world powers had cited progress in abandoning their March 31st deadline for the basic understanding. But as differences persisted today, the State Department announced suddenly that Secretary of State John Kerry was postponing his departure from Switzerland and would remain there until at least tomorrow morning.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the talks continue because they're continuing to bear fruit in the U.S.-led effort to nail down Iran's commitments to curbing its program.
As long as we continue to make progress in pursuit of those commitments and those agreements, then we'll do it.
Critics in Israel and Congress have said the fact the talks have blown past their Tuesday midnight deadline shows Iran is calling the shots. But Earnest says quite the contrary.
The reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
Still, he says Iran has yet to make the tough decisions needed even to reach an outline of a deal. Mark Smith at the White House.
Congress will get a little extra time to prevent a threatened 21% cut in Medicare payments to doctors. Technically, the cut was supposed to take effect today, but the Department of Health and Human Services now says it will hold off processing claims at the lower rate until April 15th. Cynthia Lennon, the first wife of John Lennon, has passed away of cancer at her home in Spain at the age of 75. In 1993, she told the Associated Press she wasn't going to get rid of her Beatles memorabilia.
Obviously, things that I will keep close to my heart and are still with me. But yes, but I think anything to do with artwork should be seen by the people. You know, it is for the people, and it should be seen by the people, not hidden away in a vault or a bank.
This is AP Radio News. Arkansas's governor says he wants the legislature to change a religious objections bill.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has told state lawmakers to change the wording of a just-passed bill to mirror the federal religious protection law passed in 1993. He tells reporters that the outcry over the bill splits along religious and generational lines, even in his own family.
My son Seth signed the petition asking me, Dad, the governor, to veto this bill.
Hutchinson says the law is not intended to sanction discrimination based on sexual orientation. I'm Tim McGuire.
HBO lovers have one more way to watch Game of Thrones. If you subscribe to Dish's $20 a month internet TV service, Sling TV, you can now order HBO for an extra $15 each month. A batch of discouraging economic news drove the Dow down 78 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.